السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. حضرت مفتي صاحب، may Allah Ta'ala bless you and Aafa with Aafiyat. Allah Ta'ala grant you ilm enough, may Allah increase you in wealth and health, and Allah Ta'ala accept your khidmat for deen. حضرت مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother زكريا. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Jumad al-Ula 1446. Maaf, I overslept today. Allah Ta'ala make maaf and Allah Ta'ala forgive us all, and Allah knows best what happened, so we do apologize for that. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, and verses number 23 and 24. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا. Wow for ataf and for conjunction. Laqad walillahi, and by Almighty Allah. Qad arsalna, definitely we sent Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Moses, Moshi. The Jutlas Jews say Moshi, English Moses. In Arabic, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. His name, Nami Ismi Grami, is mentioned 136 times in the Noble Quran. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us that he was a mighty, mighty messenger. And with his brother Harun alayhi salam, they were sent there to the Bani Israel. And remember, his name is mentioned the most 136 times in the Quran. And he was dark in complexion, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا, and indeed, definitely, we sent Moses with our verses. So our verses means that the Torah, and it means that was Sultanim Mubin, and the miracles. However, one thing we must remember, whilst the Pharaoh was alive, there was no Torah. The Torah was given to him after the Gharq Fir'aun and after the drowning of the Pharaoh. So you translate it as, and indeed we gave him, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, our signs. So the very miracles was Sultanim Mubin, and the open authority, ila Fir'auna, we sent him to the Pharaoh, wa Haman and his prime minister, and wa Qarun, the wealthiest person at that time there. So when the truth came to them, what did they say? They said, فَقَالُوا صَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ, that this is an open, and a person who's a magician, person practicing sorcery, jadu, and so forth. كَذَّاب, a very, very big liar. So Allah forbid, that is how they rejected the message and the messenger, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. And what happened thereafter, inshallah, we will continue with that tomorrow, inshallahul aziz. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 25th of Jumad al-Ula 1446, day number 418 of the Gaza genocide. And remember that this is the news, views, interviews that is presented to you locally, nationally, internationally. Alhamdulillah, 7 Jutlas dispatched to hell, and they are, you must remember, many others injured in various parts. There is a ceasefire in place, according to the reports, but it seems to be a very fragile ceasefire. It will come into effect this morning at 10 o'clock, their time there, between Lebanon and between Israel. Now here you need to understand something. America, France, Israel will never go for a ceasefire unless they're getting a good hiding and a defeat. So they were defeated by Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan, and they were losing so many men, and the pressure was too much on them. Therefore, Netanyahu, the Harami, the war criminal, had to accept it. But remember, he's telling his people that there was victory for us, but the people are saying, what victory? That we can't even enter the northern part of Israel. So both parties will withdraw, and it is for 60 days. Let's see how long it goes, because it's such a fragile ceasefire, anybody can just violate it. Israeli soldiers and police arrested for brutally assaulting a Palestinian person. So once in a while they then arrest them because there's so much evidence against them. So therefore they do it. Otherwise they don't bother at all. Make dua for the people in Gaza. Remember the rain and now the winter, all that, and they are there in their tents. So obviously what little bit they possess, all that basically also has been destroyed. Allah make it easy for them. UNRWA, the people helping the Palestinians. So remember that when Israel banned them, so it was a spectacular own goal by Israel, as mentioned in the Haaretz newspaper. Smotrich, the Harami, the Minister of Finance, says the Jews must occupy Gaza. You see, that is their aim, to steal and occupy more and more. Therefore, we say every Jutla there who is a settler is a legitimate target and a crook, remember, and they are the people who want to steal more and more. So the only solution is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Look at this one here. This is crazy, you know. I sent it out last night. So whenever there is problems between husband and wife and they want to divorce and so forth, so they say, but what is the problem? So divorce and assaulting their wives and partners and so forth, then they keep on blaming Hamas. So they got so much internal problem, and any problem they have, so they just say, yeah, Hamas made us do this, Hamas. And you know the Jutlas, Haramis can't pronounce the Ha, Hamas. They say Hamas, Hamas. So Hamas is Yalla Hamas, you see that? So Hamas is going to destroy you and is destroying you, inshallah. The word is Hamas, not Hamas, you Haramis. Russia expels a British diplomat because they say he was spying, and the British ambassador also was summoned there in Moscow, and he was explained, and they expelled this one British diplomat. Very good. Imran Khan supporters march on the capital, and remember that 9-10 of them were even killed, and 4 police officers or army officers were also killed. So there things are very, very volatile in Islamabad. Obviously Imran Khan is the most popular politician, and he won the elections, but you know in Pakistan there's so much dandli and rigging and so forth and so on. So therefore they made sure they keep him in jail and so forth. Trump is at war already before he even takes over the White House. You see, so what he says, that he is going to impose tariffs against Mexico and Canada, and the amount of tariffs he will impose against China will be the maximum amount. So already the war between these countries, they started economic war. Blinken, the Harami, the war criminal, to appear before the Congress regarding the Afghan withdrawal, when they had to withdraw. So what happened exactly? Kushner, son-in-law of Trump, remember another Harami, is donating, he says, from his own money, $1 million for the Shabbat. Shabbat is the activities. That guy was running there in the UAE, in Dubai, and you must remember Abu Dhabi and so forth, Coogan or whatever the hell his name, and they sent him to Jahannam, and we have no sympathy, empathy for him. He says we want that Shabbat to increase his activities and so forth. We say more and more jutlas come to any Arab country, Muslim country, inshallah, some Muslims will put them away because they have ghira and they have self-esteem and self-respect. We will never ever forget what you jutlas, haramis, and your supporters did in Gaza, and therefore you are a legitimate target. Merkel, who was once upon a time the leader of Germany, slams and criticizes Bibi Netanyahu for undermining the two-state solution, boycotting the Haaretz. Remember, what is the aim of Netanyahu? To destroy press freedom. Nobody must criticize him. You must just praise him all the time. Three people dead in India because they were following the Google Maps and they were driving, and that bridge is incomplete, and then they drove to their death. A big inquiry there against Google. Palapala. So now they're asking CR, Cyril Ramaphosa, 8.7 million rand. You don't just leave it lying around if you sold your buffaloes or whatever. So how come you didn't put the money in the bank? The EFF lawyer is asking. How come you didn't tell the people that so much money initially was stolen and so forth? So remember that EFF told Cyril, you either resign, because this issue of pala-pala under the sofa, on the sofa, will never ever die. And remember, yeah, Julius Malema of EFF and them have the upper hand because they can raise this issue. Ek dabbaregya, this is one stain on Cyril. Remember that. Mother and son shot 12 times, or to the mother and son, the son who's 12 years old shot dead, remember, in Peter Maritzburg. So that is in the Witness newspaper. So terrible story that. This Black Friday is another concept of the jutlas and the enemies of Islam, so that they, anything that is very sacred, holy to us, they will try and tarnish it. Now the papers, you just look at them, you will see how many Muslims are advertising Black Friday sale and that. We just like, you know, sheep that follow the Pied Piper and so forth. Totally haram that is. Say end of the year sale, end of the month sale. For what you have to say? That you must remember Black Friday. Say you must remember that for us it's an honorable Friday, a blessed Friday and so forth. So inshallah Aziz, today we will be leaving for Durban and so forth. Our program today will be tonight after Maghrib there in Ispingo Rail, and there where Mona Asif Ali is, inshallah, inshallah Aziz, it will be live on Sirius FM, Radio Al Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. So may Almighty Allah Jalla make it a success, and inshallah the program today will be between 8:30 and 9. You know that brother who's a private investigator, Mike, his surname is very difficult, white guy, so he's a private investigator, so Mozahid will interview him, and inshallah 11 to 12 will be bliss of marriage, and then tafsir, and Wednesday duas accepted. So Allah Jalla, from 8 o'clock onwards at night, the programs will continue as normal. Program will continue as normal, and remember that inshallah tonight will be the medical file. So there is a urologist, and that will be, he'll be, Mona Musa Lahir will be interviewing him. So very interesting topic about prostate and so forth and so on for the men. So Allah Jalla Wala grant everyone siha and afiyah. Once again we apologize that I overslept, and Allah knows best. So we have 15 minutes or so, Mawlana Salim Karim, inshallah, for the Q&A. So let's fire it up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, can we read the Yusuf Ali Quran, English and Arabic version, Mufti Saab?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When a person wishes to read the tafsir commentary of the Noble Quran in English, we will not recommend Yusuf Ali. There are so many mistakes in it, even some serious mistakes. Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib wrote a book how many years ago, 20 years ago or more, The Errors of Yusuf Ali's Quran, Translation Quran and so forth. So you can see it if you want to. We will recommend rather Tafsir Usmani by Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani. You can read that, or if you want something in detail, then Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib's book, The Ma'ariful Quran. It's in 8 volumes. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah passed away on the 10th of Shawwal 1976, and remember that Mufti Taqi Usmani, his son and others and them, they translated and explained the English translation, so also in 8 volumes. So these are the tafsir that we will recommend in the English language, Tafsir Usmani or Ma'ariful Quran.
Mufti Saab, can 2 brothers' children get married?
100%, you must remember me and Junaid Mota. So Junaid Mota has a daughter and I have a son. So we are 2 brothers, biological brothers. So my son marries Junaid Mota's daughter, so totally permissible. Today we say cousin, cousin, and they talk with one another. Sometimes they hug one another. Sometimes they give a peck on the neck to one another. All that is haram, you must remember that. They are totally strangers. My son and Junaid Mota's daughter are total strangers to one another. They can't be shaking hands, they can't be embracing. Eid day comes and they just talk and so forth. Reunion time, they like big pals and all that. So we have totally trampled on the Sharia. For them to marry, totally permissible, and there's no problem with that.
Mufti Saab, does camel milk break one's wuzu?
Remember that according to the majority of the jurists and scholars, the Hanafis, the Malikis, the Shafi'is, when a person takes, understand, eats camel and so forth and so on, then you must remember the wuzu will not break when you eat the camel and so forth. And according to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, when you have and eat and consume the camel meat, then your wuzu will break and so forth. So both parties have their dalail and evidence. But anyway, for you, the honorable ulama and respected students, there are 2 books you should try and procure and obtain. One, for those masail where the Hanafis, the Malikis, and the Hanbalis are one side, and where Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah is one side on all these issues. Al-masailul lati infarada biha Shafi'i duna ikhwati. Those masail and issues where Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah is one side and his brothers oppose him. So meaning the Hanafis, Malikis and Hanbalis are one side and the other side is only Imam Shafi'i. This book is written by Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, which I have, alhamdulillah. And then if you want a book written where Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is one side, like in this issue, if you eat camel meat and so forth, so then the wuzu will break and you have to perform a new fresh wuzu compulsory, that only Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says. So the book's name is Al-Fathur Rabbani Ala Mufradati Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani. So that also we have, alhamdulillah. So that is there. But from Dalil point of view, remember what the Hanafis, Dalil means evidence and proof. So the Hanafis and the Malikis and Shafi's verdict is correct. That is regarding the camel meat. Regarding the camel milk, everybody agrees that you can have camel milk and your wudu will not break. And it's better that you just wash and so forth, because sometimes when you have too much camel meat, camel milk and so forth, it brings about a lot of pride, because the camel is such an animal, it's a very proud animal. Ask me, it gave me a kick Hajj time, I flew in the air, you know, from one side to the other in the Hajj 1975. One kick, I'll never ever forget. And that was, this Pakistani guy and Arab guy were having problem. The Pakistani guy bought the camel and he gave from the Arab guy. So the Arab guy gave it to the Pakistani and the Pakistani paid the money. So the Pakistani then pointed to his throat like a neck. Now slaughter Zabah. He said, Khamsin, you must pay another 50. All of us in Ihram, in Mina, Hajj time, and there where you make Qurbani, you know. So he said, no, you must pay that another 50 for slaughtering. So he started swearing, abusing him in Urdu, the Pakistani, and he, the brother, in Arabic, the Bedouin, and I'm the spectator and smiling, laughing. This camel left both of them and started chasing me. One kick from O.R. Tambo and the landing there in Kinshasa. You see that? You know what I mean? So that happens. Therefore, when I see camels nowadays, I just walk away. One kick in my life is sufficient. Remember that before falling to sleep, I read the dua last night, but I think before I completed it, I fell asleep, therefore I was slept. So anyway, first and foremost, before we go and sleep, we must read and we must perform wudu. For some reason, if you can't perform wudu, just make tayammum also. Obviously, the reward won't be the same, but at least it will make takhfif. You must remember, it will make it lighter, you understood? And thereafter, you go and sleep in Inshallah, Allah Jalla Wala will wake us up on the time we want to wake up. So these are the du'as you should read. Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Rabbi qini azabaka yawma tab'athu ibadak. Ya Allah, you save me from the punishment the day the resurrected servants will be resurrected, and so forth and so on. And remember, you read Ayatul Kursi, you read the four kuls, kul yal kafirun, and the last three surahs, Surah Ikhlas, Surah Falak, Surah Nas. And to wake up at a particular time, then you read the ending of, you must remember the surah, Surah Kahf. Innal ladhina amanu wa amilu salihat kanat lahum jannatul firdaus nuzula. So I don't know if I read it last night because maybe I fell asleep before that. Allah alone knows best. But normally we read it with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. So Surah Kahf, and that is verses number 107 to verse 110. So it is four verses. You read the last for. This is not a sunnah, remember this. This is an amal and a practice of the salihin, but is very, very effective. The last four verses of Surah Al-Kahf, and inshallah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will wake us up on the time we want to wake up, inshallah Al-Aziz.
Mufti Sahab, can a female recite Quran from an app on the phone during her menses?
Remember, for a lady in menses to recite Quran is totally haram. Whether it is from a Quran or whether it is from an app and all that, totally haram. Yes, what she can do is two things. That number one is, if she wants to read Quran, then she can read the commentary of the Quran Sharif, but not the Arabic text and so forth and all that. She will read the commentary and so forth. That is permissible for her. Like I told you now, Ma'ariful Quran or Tafsir Usmani of Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani Rahimahullah. So that will be acceptable. Or if she is in a haiz, her menses, her period and so forth, and she is teaching now, and she's a apa, she's a muallima, then the fatwa verdict is she can make taqti'. Taqti' means that she will teach the students, the girl students and so forth. How? By breaking the words. Say, I'm teaching the student, so I will read, you will read, Mawla Salim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So you won't do that, O Ha'iza, O lady in menses. You will break up the words and say, Alhamdulillahi lahi. So that is how you will do, because you are a muallima, you are a apa, you are a mudarrisa, a teacher, and now you have to teach the students and so forth. So you want to read as normal, and that for a lady to read Quran Sharif whilst in menses, haram and not permissible. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has spoken about this issue in the Noble Quran, chapter number 56, and that is Surah Waqiyah, verse 79, لا يمسه إلا المطهرون. None must touch the Quran Sharif except if you are in the state of cleanliness. So that is issue number one. Issue number two is this, that the hadith in Tirmidhi, لا تقرأ الحائض ولا الجنب شيئا من القرآن. That remember the lady in a haiz, her menses, and a person in junub. Junub means the ceremonial impurity. So they can't be reading anything from the Noble Quran. So that is the fatwa, according to majority scholars, not permissible.
Mukhtisab, can a lady in ihram wear socks on mozas according to the Shafi mazhab?
Remember that whether it's Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Hanafi's, for ladies is wajib and first to wear the socks. You must remember that when they are going to perform their tawaf, when they're going to perform umrah, when they go out, not only Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, South Africa, Africa, you are going out. You're going to the hospital to visit your daughter, you visit your son or whoever. So in a case like that, so you must remember that what will happen is that that person there, that lady there, is compulsory upon her. She must cover her feet. Quran Kareem speaks of this. Surah 24, verse 31. وَلَا يَدْرِبْنَا بِأَرْجُلِهِنَّ لِيُؤْلَمَ مَا يُخْفِينَ مِنْ زِينَتِهِنْ. That Allah Ta'ala called the feet the zina. So that is the beauty. So this is the dalil evidence of Maliki, Shafi'is, and Hanbalis. Is and wajib, whenever you go outside, your feet must be covered. When you read your salat, you must cover your feet. For you Hanafi ladies, when you go for umrah, you go for tawaf, my suggestion, you must and you should be wearing the socks or the leather socks, whatever, or stockings, whatever you're comfortable with. Imagine you're performing tawaf, you know the crowds are big, the men are touching your toes, your heels and all that. Who's to blame? You to blame. The sin is on you. Chapter number 22, Surah Hajj, and verse 25, وَمَنْ يُرِدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. And remember that whoever makes intention of deviation or zulm and oppression, we will unleash our painful punishment for such a person. So you Hanafi ladies, please, it's in your own interest, I beg you, make sure whenever you go to the Haram Sharif and you go for Umrah, Tawaf, you go for Salat, obviously Salat and that is better you read in a hotel, but be that as it may, then you should be wearing your socks or stockings and so forth. And one more issue, وَلَا تَلْبَسُ الْقُفَّازَيْنِ. When you are in the state of ihram, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, you ladies should not be wearing gloves. You should not be wearing gloves according to all four schools when you are in the state of ihram. Barakallahu fiqh, jazakallahu khairan wa salim. Once again, maaf that we came a little bit late. Junaid Mohta, so tomorrow you better ring me up early in Durban. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.